Yeah, I'm curious, the nature of personal shopping has probably changed a lot since then. What kind of work were you involved with as the assistant to a personal shopper at Dalton's?
It was like any other personal shopper. You had a customer who called and said, well, I'm going to a cocktail party Saturday night, and I need somebody to help me choose a wardrobe, and that's what we did.
Was there a type of customer?
Nothing more common than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine, you know, maybe 100 years in the future when someone listens to this interview, what sort of questions they might have about what it's like being a personal shopper at a department store. Did you have an affinity for specific designers, or was there a specific type of client that you worked with most?
In those days, I was a college student, and this was the only department store in town. And so our clientele was everybody, and not that many people wanted a personal shopper. And sometimes all you were doing was helping somebody get their wardrobe put together or do their gift Christmas shopping. This was not a complicated job. And sometimes I sat at the desk and did my homework. This was not a very important job. This college job was not a very important job. By the time I finished college and went on to Sanger Brothers, we had a personal shopping department at Sanger Brothers, and that was where designer shopping came into the picture much more importantly, because we carried designer clothes at Sanger Brothers. Dalton's department store was not very big on carrying designer clothes.
I see. Let's see.